With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The End.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Two times every day, 6:10 and 8:10. Those are the times you can get Gavin's phone scammed. What do you have lined up today?
A girl named Sydney emailed me and wanted me to phone scam her brother Steve. Her brother Steve is the CEO of a local company that's relatively large in size, and he is currently on vacation with his family, I think in Mexico.
Oh, boy. Oh.
She gave me his cell phone number, so I call as an employee of his company with emergencies.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Steve?
Yes, this is
Steve.
Who is this?
Hi, Steve. This is Raul Labrador. You don't know me, but I'm a new employee at. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I'm on vacation now. Is everything all right?
I know that you're on vacation. And I feel really bad about that. I was told though that if something bad happened, that I was supposed to call you
in case
of an emergency. So I apologize. I know you're on vacation. I shouldn't be calling on you. How is everything going? Okay. How is vacation?
It's going well. Thanks. What's the emergency? What's going on?
First off, you know, the printer that we have, the printer that we have in the hallway by the main entrance. Like if you go in the main entrance and make a left, and then the printer that's there.
Yeah.
It's out of paper. And I don't know where the paper is.
Did you ask Doug, the office manager?
No.
Hey, you should ask Doug.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm gonna write that down. Ask Doug. Got it. Okay. And ask Doug where the paper
is.
Okay. Nope. There's more. There's more things. And I just wanted to run them by you real fast.
Okay.
So somebody threw away the lunch that I brought in yesterday. I wrote my name down on it and everything, and I put it in the fridge, and it's not there anymore. And I think somebody either ate it or threw it away. It's one of those two possibilities. I guess there could be a third possibility that I can't think of right now, but it's not there anymore. And I don't know what to do about that.
You're serious?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really my purview. Can you tell me again your name?
It's Raul.
Raul. I think you should probably talk to your supervisor about any office issues, okay?
Okay. Is that Doug? Would that be Doug again?
That may be Doug or that may be Karen, I think.
Okay. Or Karen. Ask Doug. Yeah. Or can I also ask Karen about the paper and the printer? Is that okay?
Yes, you can. Okay. Karen's operations associate. You probably know her.
Right.
Anyway, if you don't mind, I have to get back to my family, Raul.
No, yeah, totally. And I'm sorry for calling. Is everything going okay with your vacation?
It's great. It's
good.
Great,
Raul. Oh, that's good. It's important to get some family time in, and I apologize about that. Just one more emergency. I just wanted to make sure that it was okay with you. So my the trash can that I have where I work. It's pretty small, so I brought in a bigger one, but then the cleaning crew, they won't put a bag in it. It's just obviously there's nothing too gross. It's mostly just papers, but I've just been throwing all the papers in the trash can.
Raul, I'm going to stop you there.
Okay.
Raul, this is not a problem that you need to call me about. This is not what I would consider an emergency.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
I'm glad we're both relieved at that, right?
Yes.
There's no emergency. I think you should talk to Karen or Doug, and I'm actually going to need to hang up right now.
Okay, one more thing before you go. I just wanted to let you know that you're on a phone scam on the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. My name's actually Gavin.
Oh my God.
Your sister Sydney put me up to this, so I think she's jealous that you're on vacation and she's not.
She put you up to that. There must be.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.